Keaton Gologli with Lugnuts outfielder Kevin Pillar. Kevin, thanks for joining me. And today we're talking about game day preparation. What time do you show up to the ballpark usually for a normal 7 o'clock ball game?
At home, I usually get to the field about 1 o'clock. I'll bring my lunch to the field, eat lunch. I usually like to be the first one in the cage so I don't have to, you know, share time with other people in the cage because I got a pretty strict routine that I do off the tee before I either do some on-field flips or in the cage flips before we get ready for stretch and batting practice.
What's your tee work routine in the cage?
I just go through several different drills. I don't have a specific number. I go by feel now because I've done it for so long. The routine's always somewhat changing to what I need to feel. A lot of the drills are not even 100% swings that I would take in the game, but necessarily things to get me to feel certain areas of my body doing certain things.
Give me a little example of what you're trying to feel.
One is a inside hip drill that I do in two parts. The first one being, striding and getting my back foot heel off the ground while keeping my hips square, feeling the lower half clear before my hands go. I'm still fighting bad habits of lower half and upper half swinging together when it should be the lower half first and hands staying back and staying through the ball. So the inside hip drill that Kenny's has me working on for the last 2 years is something that's helped improve my swing.
What do you do after the tee work?
After the tee work, at home, sometimes we have scheduled flips on the field, so we'll do some front flips on the field. If I'm not scheduled that day, then I'll get them done in the cage. Then I usually go back into the locker room and I usually just sit around, watch a little TV before we got to stretch, and get out a little bit early for stretch. Make sure my arm's nice and loose before we actually stretch.
What kind of defense work do you do to improve your outfield defense?
We do some days we have some early work for outfield, but I think the best thing is honestly just taking live reads off the bat during batting practice. You don't have to go after every single fly ball, but make sure you get your reads, especially on the road, because the ball flies different and all the dimensions are different. But just taking some game reps during batting practice.
Cooley Law School Stadium is a little different than other stadiums in this league, and the fact that it's got some awkward angles in the outfield. How did you learn those angles and learn how to play those balls off the wall as best you can?
A lot of it came the first couple days that we were in Lansing. A lot of fungos off the tricky corners and various parts of the fence that all play different. But once again, just taking live reads during batting practice, because that's going to be your most game-like guys swinging in batting practice.
What do you do that final half hour, maybe 45 minutes before first pitch?
I like to, once batting practice gets over, I will change my clothes, usually get in a towel, get my spread. We have a hitters meeting, and then I usually shower off, change, just listen to music for a little bit, just kind of slow myself down, and then go out to the cage about 6 o'clock and take a couple more swings, flips with the uniform on to get it loose, and just get ready for game time.
How did you develop your pregame routine?
It all started last year. And college was a lot different because everything was so scheduled. You didn't have a lot of freedom. But here they want you to, in pro ball, they want you to learn your own routine, what works for you. They'll give you some guidelines, and they'll try to help you with it. But ultimately it comes down to what gets you going, what makes you tick, what makes you feel. So being my second year, I just took things that I thought made me successful last year and things I need to work on this year and just put together a routine. Makes it a little bit easier knowing exactly what I got to do when I come to the field every day than trying to figure out how to manage my time. Routine, a lot of people don't like routine, but I think routine's good. It keeps you going on a straight path, and it makes the time that we have, it allows me to maximize the time that we have pregame and to get the stuff I need to get done.
Kevin, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
That was Kevin Pillar, Lugnuts outfielder. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more Lugnuts baseball on Big Country 92.1.